10 years from today, we all will say how we remember when we'd pack our bags and we climb to the top just to watch the sunrise. We catch our breath with every heavy step, all the stories we would tell, all the memories I've kept, and we listen to Ben Howard and watch the sunrise. Whoa. But I'll always have those moments in the mountains, oh, all the wonders that I saw, all the stories that were told when I traveled so damn far and I find myself lost. These moments in the mountains, they will call me home, oh, home. Let's move on. Oh, I'm gone. But I always have those moments in the mountains. Oh, all the wonders that I saw, all the stories that were told when I traveled so damn far and I find myself lost. Moments in the mountains, they will call me home. So when I travel so damn far and I find myself lost, moments in the mountains, they will call me home. But we'll always have those moments in the mountains, oh, all the wonders that we saw, all the stories that we told when we travel so damn far and we find ourselves lost, moments in the mountains, they will call us home, oh, home.
You wrote the theme song for the 2018 British Columbia Winter Games and performed it during the opening and closing ceremonies. That must have been quite an experience. Tell me about that.
I got a taste of the dream on that stage, and I vowed that the end game will always be Madison and Madison Square Garden. I loved looking out and seeing 5,000 people singing my song, dancing along to it, singing the lyrics as if like it was a song that they willingly chose and it wasn't forced on them. But it was the greatest moment I've ever been able to feel, to be up there all by myself and have every single pair of eyes on me. And I will always be the first person to admit that I'm 100% a ham. I love the spotlight. I'm not ashamed of it. It was the greatest moment I've ever been able to feel.
How did that come about for you? Was that a song that you had already written, or did you decide to write that for that specific occasion?
So it's kind of funny. The Society had reached out to me 2 years before the 2018 Games, or maybe a year and a half, and they said, hey, we'd love for you to write the theme song. And at that time, I was kind of a junior writer. I didn't really, you know, have the experience that I have now. And I probably peed my pants for 2 weeks straight. And I was like, how am I going to write a song for such a huge event? And then I struggled because they wanted a lot of themes in the song. And I wanted something that participants could walk away from the games with a piece of like a memory, you know, like something that felt like theirs, that it wasn't cheesy, it wasn't forced, it wasn't your typical anthemic game song. And a couple of weeks before, I ended up hiking one of the mountains here with a good friend, and I wrote the song about an actual moment in the mountain that was super important to us, and it was a nostalgic, you know, like second chance as the sun would rise in the morning. And I thought, you know what, this isn't just my experience, the games, this is everybody's experience. And what's so amazing about Kamloops is it is moments in the mountains, or just BC in general, like all of the BC games, is we get to share all these experiences and these moments together. And I thought it just ended up being so fitting that it was from a particular experience in my life, and that this was going to be such a huge memory for all of these participants, that I wanted them to kind of walk away with the same feeling that I had. So it just ended up being that the song worked so well in that aspect.
I probably already know the answer to this question, because you mentioned that you're a ham, and I know you're also an actress and a dancer, but when do you feel most in your element, when you're writing, recording, or on a stage?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, I would say recording is probably the one that I feel the most uncomfortable. I'm always embarrassed to go into a studio for some reason. I feel very inadequate, and I'm sure it's a personal insecurity of mine, but because I'm a self-taught musician, I never feel like I have enough knowledge to provide to a producer or anything in that aspect. So it's definitely a personal insecurity of mine, but there's different strengths and love towards writing and performing. And I think I would say that they definitely go hand in hand. As much as I love to stand up on a stage and sing my heart out and smile and be bubbly, I love lighting a candle, grabbing my guitar, and saying the things that I didn't have the guts to say without music behind it.
You're currently a nominee for the 2019 Western Canadian Music Award for Pop Artist of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You also finished, as I mentioned, in the top 10 in CBC's Searchlight, and were the regional winner of Jim Beam's Talent Search. You've been featured on CBC and radio stations across the country, and your music's been streamed over 500,000 times on Spotify. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you feel the most proud?
Oh my gosh, you're asking all the tough questions. You know what? They're all incredible. They're all on different scales. I never thought that I'd be nominated for Pop Artist of the Year for Western Canada, but the fact that I was nominated is just like ridiculously exciting. And if that's all I make, then that's probably the greatest thing that I will ever get to say. As for CBC Searchlight, I had no idea that I was going to make it to the top 100, let alone the top 10. And they're all so incredible that I can't even pick one to say that feels like a bigger accomplishment, because the fact that I get to play music and then make money and then have all of these things happen is the greatest accomplishment. So I'm always flustered when when these things happen.
You mentioned Madison Square Gardens. What's your next goal?
Ooh, so I am working on a couple of singles to hopefully release in the next year. And when people ask me what my top five goals are for the next couple of years, I always say I would love to collaborate with Ed Sheeran and Julia Michaels. I would love to play Madison Square Gardens. Hitting the top 40 charts has been such a huge goal for me in Canada. And to have a platinum record would be amazing. And I guess my last goal is to just still enjoy music when I play. I think it's really easy to get discouraged in this industry, and a lot of people lose the passion for it because it does feel like a job, and it is grueling, and it is defeating. But if I could say, you know, the goal is to wake up every morning, grab my guitar, and be like, I can't believe I get to do this every day. And if I wake up every morning like that, then, you know, that's the gift.
Absolutely. I think you're well on your way to all those goals.
Well, thank you.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of upcoming tour dates and new releases?
Yeah, so just madisonolds.com. Just plain and simple.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Roses. What can you tell me about that one?
I was in the Banff Center of Performing Arts in my beautiful little hut, probably with a pounding hangover. And I was in my first real serious relationship, sitting at the piano, missing my partner who was back home in Kamloops. And I thought, what are all these things that I feel about love? And I guess what I think I feel about love at 20. And I just started to write, when you know, you know. And when you don't know, you know, then you know. And so that's kind of where that song came from. And with the, obviously, you know, with the idea of it, roses being potentially something inspired by The Bachelor. But sometimes you just, you know when it's love, and you definitely know when it's not love. And that's kind of where the heart behind roses came from.
Such a relatable song, and so perfect for Valentine's Day or weddings.
Right? Oh, I'm so glad you feel it.
Madison, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
When the roses all dry out and the lights are turned out, feeling scared, can hardly breathe. Pull me a bit closer, even if you're not sober. I feel so safe when you're holding me. I don't know if it's meant to be easy.
You know, you know.